Good evening. Welcome to Catch the Flavor Youth Radio here on Radio Region. Before we start our show, we would like to provide a trigger warning for our listening audience. This show will highlight a lot of sensitive issues surrounding mental health, especially suicide. For those sensitive to the matter, we urge you to take a break from the show and come back next week. We will be right back after a musical break. This is Nothing to Lose by Billy Talent.
Need more friends with wings. All the angels I now put concrete in my veins. I'd always walk home alone. So I became lifeless, just like my telephone. Just a phase. When I grow up, my children will probably do the same. Kids just love to tease. Who knew it put me underground at 17.
Welcome back to another edition of Catch the Flavor Youth Radio here on Radio Region. I'm your host for tonight, along with Joel.
What's going on, good people?
And you are listening to Billy Talent's Nothing to Lose. That song is about a young teen who faces emotional and mental pain and chooses to take his life. In understanding why people take their lives, many people suffer in silence, and in order to end the pain, they choose to end their lives. That's why talking about mental health issues has been such a vital part of opening up awareness for mental health issues. In recent news, YouTuber Paul Logan posted a video of a forest in Mount Fuji, Japan, where it has been rumored that suicides occur. In this video, he films footage of a hanging corpse and makes light of the issue. But clearly, this is an important issue. It affects real lives and families, even if famous YouTubers are far removed from those realities in their celebrity bubbles. Since 2010, Bells Like Let's Talk has opened the floodgates on conversation about mental health. In light of this, Hot Doc Cinema in Toronto is broadcasting a free documentary every Wednesday night following up to this year's Bell Let's Talk Day on Wednesday, January 31st. The series looks to break the stigma about mental illnesses. The first of the series will be tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. called The S Word, about suicide attempt survivor. On a mission to find other survivors and share their stories of courage. Along the way, she finds a rising movement transforming personal struggles into action. Take a listen to the trailer of the documentary.
Suicide. You know, that's a really scary word, isn't it? She said, "Our worst fears have been confirmed. Your brother has committed suicide."
Anybody who has lost anyone through suicide, you always say, "What did I miss? Why couldn't I save him?
How much longer can I go in a deep, dark hole and try and pull myself out of it?"
I ended up trying to force myself to jump out my window from the sixth floor.
I did turn on the gas in my, you know, house, and yeah.
I sat on the edge of a rented bed one night. I filled my body with pills and I went to sleep.
I went out and bought a bottle of vodka with the intention of drinking myself into oblivion and driving off of whatever bridge I could find.
So you're talking about suicide, you're talking about death, but you're also simultaneously talking about life. When you bring in the first person perspective of those of us who've been there, it brings life into it. We're the people who survived.
People are scared of this, and in a real sense they should be, because it's scary. But you don't need to be ignorant about something just because you're afraid of it.
I used to think, man, maybe life just isn't for everybody. I was done, and I was wrong.
And then I'm able to talk to my dad and say, "God, Dad, I'm having a really hard time." And he goes, "Yeah, life's a bitch, isn't it?" I'm like, thanks, Dad. yes, life's a bitch. Thank you so much for illuminating that for me.
I am a survivor. We must celebrate that in the midst of the grief and the rage for all who've lost their lives and their dreams.
My name is Desiree. I am a suicide attempt survivor. 3 years ago, all of this seemed like a pipe dream. And now, not so much.
Yeah. Today I have hope.
If we did things differently, then more people will be alive.
All of us know what it's like to hurt.
We are not alone.
That was the trailer for The S Word, a documentary that explores hope in the suicide of... the issue of suicide. Scott Miller Berry, a managing director of Workman Art, is here with us today to discuss the mental health series at Hot Docs. So we have some questions for him to talk about the issues of mental health and focusing this week on the topic of suicide. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
So why do you think that talking about mental health is so important?
Well, first of all, thanks Radio Regent for having me on to talk about this mental health film series that starts tomorrow night. I mean, it's kind of obvious, but I think one of the biggest bonuses of talking about mental health is that just by talking about it, it brings it to light. It raises awareness. Unlike physical abilities, which are often more apparent to the eye, mental health or addictions issues are often invisible, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we speak about our experiences, or we ask questions, or inquisitive, or just share our struggles with each other, then we make them visible, and then we can feel more connected to ourselves and each other, and the stigma is less prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hopefully.
So why do you think documentaries are important in shedding light on mental health issues?
Well, I think one of the many things that makes documentaries so wonderful is that they provide a space to talk about real life experiences,
mm-hmm.
right? So documentaries have different forms and have different ways of telling stories, but that by and large, documentaries are usually a window into stories that are based in a certain sense of, like, you know, real reality.
Mm-hmm.
So documentaries are kind of the perfect, in our opinion, through our film festival, Rendezvous with Madness, we show a lot of documentaries about mental health or addictions.
Yeah.
And we find that fiction films can also be really wonderful vehicles for sharing stories, but
mm-hmm.
the documentaries can often be more powerful for audiences, given that, it's just a more grounded connection to real world experiences, and filmmaking often provides such a great platform. People are, you know, we all hopefully have grown up seeing movies or have an awareness of movies, and movies about mental health and addictions are such a great format that most people can really relate to and kind of enjoy watching, hopefully,
mm-hmm.
and then it's a great way to have a discussion afterward about the mental health and addictions and the issues raised by the films.
Yeah. Well, in saying that, what do you expect the overall turnout to be? What do you hope this documentary series achieves?
So the series is a collaboration between ourselves, Workman Arts, and Hot Docs Cinema and Bell Let's Talk. So
yeah.
I think that we're all of us are doing our own work, whether it's in mental health or in documentary or in public programming, to raise awareness. So as of this morning, there were 500 tickets reserved.
Mm-hmm.
These are the whole series is free to the public,
yeah.
which is really exciting. With 500 tickets reserved for tomorrow for The S Word by Lisa Klein, we're hoping that it'll be a full house, which is about 650 at the Bloor Cinema.
Okay.
And we hope that it achieves, because there'll be conversations after each film with the directors,
yeah.
We hope that it achieves a chance for audiences to connect to the subjects, to
mm-hmm.
to interact with the directors, and to have really honest discussions about mental health, particularly tomorrow after The S Word, about suicide.
Okay. So can you tell us a little bit about the documentary coming up, The S Word?
Sure, although I have to say I've only seen the trailer. I haven't seen the whole film myself,
mm-hmm.
but it's a film made by Lisa Klein a couple of years ago,
yeah.
and it's a very personal, powerful, in-depth look at real people who have considered killing themselves, taking their lives,
mm-hmm.
and family members of people who have committed suicide. So it's a very personal journey through
yeah.
a lot of different subjects in the U.S. about their experiences being touched by suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what the film offers is a lot of hope and a lot of deep insight into some of the signs of depression and
yeah.
isolation or whatever the contributing factors are to people feeling like they need to end their lives,
mm-hmm.
and how we can support people who are struggling, and also the impact of the decisions on their friends and family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about what Workman Art does and how it contributes to the conversation about mental health?
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to. So Workman Arts is a 30-year-old arts organization in the West End of Toronto. We
mm-hmm.
have a space at Dundas and Dufferin in a church basement, and we have a theater and studio space. And how I describe it to people is kind of half of what we do is support members who are all artists with mental health and or addictions experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And these are painters, musicians, filmmakers, actors, writers. And at some point in their lives, they've been affected by mental health and or addictions.
Mm-hmm.
But they come to Workman because we offer a free membership, free classes, free space, free mentorship. And it's a place where they can be themselves as artists.
Mm-hmm.
We're not a clinical space. We're not doing therapy. We're not doing art therapy, for that matter. Everyone here is an artist working on their crafts.
Yeah.
And the other half of what we do is public programming to raise awareness of mental health and addictions issues and hopefully destigmatize things around these issues. So mm-hmm. we do this through our film festival, Rendezvous with Madness, through visual arts exhibitions, through commissioning projects, through partnerships with other arts organizations throughout the city. We're always looking for opportunities to do programs by artists with mental health and addictions issues to just raise awareness of those issues. Yeah.
Okay. So why has Workman Arts collaborated with Hot Doc Cinema and Bell Let's Talk to bring more awareness to mental health?
Well, from our perspective, doing this work for 30 years now, we think that overall things have gotten better, right? There's more awareness of mental health. People in general feel like there's more space and freedom and maybe some welcoming of people talking about their struggles and their abilities and their own relationship to whether it's depression or anxiety or addiction. Mm-hmm. However, as good as much as it's gotten better, there's still room to grow. There's still room to keep raising awareness, to keep destigmatizing. And for us, any opportunity to raise awareness of issues like suicide, of issues like depression, anxiety, addiction through public programs. For us, this was a great chance to work with two great big organizations like Hot Dog Cinema and Bell Let's Talk mm-hmm. to provide some profile not only for our organization but also to bring free films to the public and to have a discussion about those films.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think talking about suicide helps people who are dealing with it?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm someone who struggled with depression myself. I mean, I can't say I've been suicidal necessarily, but from what I know and from what I've experienced, I think that one of the reasons it's really important to try and talk about suicide and talk about severe depression is that it can create connection, yeah. right? So when someone is feeling isolated and feeling like the only way out is through ending their lives, one of the best ways to help them is just to offer an ear, a shoulder, a hug, space to listen. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why resources like the Distress Center Helpline and others yeah. are so vital, because those folks on the other line are just there to listen. They're not there to judge or to make any assumptions. They're just there to listen and to be supportive. Mm-hmm. And I think that when folks are feeling dark and feeling heavy, that more often than not, just having someone to talk to can make all the difference in the world.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any evidence or resources to share with our audience when it comes to help if people are contemplating suicide?
Yeah, so in terms of Toronto, the biggest resource that I'm aware of and one that we refer our members to is the Distress Center. So mm-hmm. this is the 416-408-HELP. And they also have a website. I think it's distresscenters.ca, I think. And they mm-hmm. have an app. And they have a lot of they try to make themselves as accessible as possible, is what I'm trying to say,
yeah.
for folks who are struggling, to reach out to them 24 hours a day
mm-hmm.
and offer supports. I'm trying to just look at my resource list here to see if there's others that I can share with the listeners. But again, that phone number for folks is 416-408-HELP.
Mm-hmm. So anything else you would like to add or share before we wrap up?
Yeah, I just want to give their website. It's torontodistresscenter.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if you click on I Need Support, there's the phone number there, but there's also other ways that you can reach out to the Distress Center for any support or information.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to remind listeners that it's a three-part series, three Wednesdays. So it starts tomorrow with The S Word by Lisa Klein. It's a mm-hmm. documentary about suicide. And then next week, the 24th, is a really wonderful documentary called Manic by Kalina Bertin. And she's a young Montreal filmmaker. It's her first feature film.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a doc about her her father, her siblings' mental health, and uncovering her family's history to kind of learn about her father's struggles and how it relates to her own. And
mm-hmm.
She'll be joining the discussion by Skype the same way that Lisa Klein will tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And then the last film is on Bell Let's Talk Day, which is Wednesday the 31st. And
mm-hmm.
These are all at 6:30 at the Bloor Cinema. And it's called Darkness and Hope, Depression, Sports, and Me by Hubert Davis.
Yeah.
And there'll be Sports Network broadcaster Michael Landsberg will be in person in a discussion about how depression affects sports players
mm-hmm.
and how the pressures in the professional sports world can really take their toll.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really diverse mix of films and voices.
Yeah.
And they're all free, and the cinema is wheelchair accessible. You just have to reserve tickets online at hotdogcinema.ca.
Well, that's all the time we have for this portion of the show. Thank you,
okay.
Scott, for answering some of our questions.
Thanks, Radio Regent, for having me, and hope to see you all at the cinema.
And to talk about the power of media, and especially documentaries, in bringing forward the issues of mental health and our social consciousness. So just a reminder, the series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Hot Doc Cinema. That's just by Bathurst and Bloor. They'll be screening The S-Word About Suicide. All the screenings are free of charge. Just sign up on the website if you haven't already. Each screening will be accompanied with post-screening Q&As. And we're recognizing the potentially triggering content of the participating films. Support counselors will be at each screening. Stay tuned after our musical break, where Joel and I will host a panel discussion on Martin Luther King Day.